702. Movies.
It's time for movies and what to stream. We take your calls 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. We're with Nganawe Live Shangase, who is film and series critic enthusiast. Nganawe, long time. How are you doing?
Hi, Lufna. How are you?
I am good. And I can already tell you, somebody has sent through some recommendations. So before we kick off with what we are chatting about on the WhatsApp line, they have rated the following movies 10 out of 10. And they are, I know, The Act, Godfather of Harlem, When They See Us. Oh, When They See Us is painful. Yes. Snowfall. And those are the things that they're saying series to get into. Have you seen any of those?
I watched the first season of The Godfather of Harlem. I saw when they see us when it came out, and Snowfall is the only one I've been meaning to get to, but I know it's one of the most critically acclaimed series like as of late. Those first two I've definitely seen, and I kind of agree. I don't know about 10 out of 10, but 9.5, yeah.
Okay. Look, you at the end of the day are a critic, right? We as just mere mortals, we can have crazy 12 out of 10 without being like, there was a continuity issue in that one scene where he was using the right hand instead of the left. But let's jump straight into it. I want to talk about Kung Fu Panda 4. And there's so many, I only got into Kung Fu Panda like this year through Mom Life. And I have to say, my respect for Jack Black, it cannot get higher than what it is.
He's such an amazing performer. He's such an amazing artist. He's multi-talented. He's great with acting, voice, but also is an amazing musician.
Right.
And he just has this like natural comedy that just exudes out of him. He's really fantastic. He's really fantastic.
All right. So Kung Fu Panda 4, that's coming out soon.
It came out, I might be getting my dates incorrect. No, actually, Kung Fu Panda is out at the cinema today. It came out today, it's out at the cinema. Yes.
Okay.
It's the installation of the Kung Fu Panda film series. There also is an actual series, that's like a spin-off series of the actual films. And that one doesn't star Jack Black, but the voice actor there and all the other voice actors there also do a great job and a great service to the title. And most people, so this film is catching a lot of slack. I don't know if you know this, Lohile.
No.
People aren't really, they're a bit apprehensive about it. People who had seen it before it came out. I also got to see it before it came out early on this week. I watched that at blast. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was fun. I thought it was funny. It has Viola Davis also. The main antagonist is being played by Viola Davis, the character of the chameleon. And I think one of the things that people quite like, I want to say apprehensive about, was the lack of the presence of the Fierce Fives, because there's not that much of them in the film. But this one is more of a handing over the torch film where we're seeing Poe try to find his successor, not his predecessor. And so to find his own successor, he also has to now have a certain level of wisdom. So it's not just about him being the dragon, the Dragon King anymore. He has to also just ascend to a level of mastery as he has been trained by others before him. And we know Poe is he just likes fighting and having a good time. So it takes a while.
And food.
And food.
And I think that's just, the more family friendly movies, heartwarming, the better. And I see Heart of the Hunter is another one. We chatted to Dion Mayer, was it a week or two ago? Yes. Author that the story of the book that the story is based on.
Yes, House of the Hunter. So House of the Hunter isn't out, but it's a good thing that I'm actually talking about it today. It comes out next week, Friday, on Netflix. So it's not out yet, but I got to see a screener, and it's quite an interesting film. I would say if you are a fan of like thrillers, obviously this is a film you definitely should watch. If you're a fan of anything that Dion Mayer has either written or has had adapted into films or series, because he has a few titles. He's one of our most, prolific novelists who's also a screenwriter at the same time. And a lot of our series in South Africa adapt a lot of his source material. This is the latest one directed by Mandla Dube. If you don't know who Mandla Dube is, he directed Silverton Siege, the film that he directed before this one, which is also on Netflix, came out a year or two ago. about the actual Sobukwe siege. So these are also films that Mandlak Dube, or stories that Mandlak Dube likes telling, stories about our history, the covert operations in the country. And so if you're a fan of those types of films, and you're a fan of thrillers, and you're a fan of like films about political espionage, yes, this might be a film that might be right up your alley, starring Bongo Kosa amongst a few Connie Ferguson, Sifanda Hena, and such. I think you should check it out. It's coming out next week, Friday, though, so it's not out yet.
And then the last one, very quickly, Inkabi, yes, the Assassin.
Yes, Inkabi is also on Netflix. It's not a Netflix original. It was acquired by Netflix. It was licensed to Netflix. I watched it. I have my own opinions. I don't want to get into it right now because just to close off very quickly.
Okay, we'll do it next time. The real opinions, ne?
Yes, okay. Yes. And hopefully next time we can also talk about a film I've been talking about for months, ever since you and I have been talking about movies. And it is Oppenheimer, but we'll talk about that next
time. Okay. So Inkabi, the Assassin, my thing always is just being happy about more local films. We know that it's amazing for the industry, but also for telling of all our stories, be they real or fictional. But hey, like I said at the top of the show, with our news headlines, who needs Hollywood? All this.